All right, everyone.
What's going on, man?
Welcome back to another episode
of the Joyride.
Dude, it's crazy how many we've done. Time's flying.
I know, it's awesome stuff, you know.
Two-week increments here.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun, man, to sit here and take a break and spend some time talking, you know. Yeah. And now we got headphones still, so it's great.
This is great. So, you know, talking about time flying.
Mm-hmm.
It's July. You've been here. It's been over a year in official capacity. I know you. We won't tell the Board of Ed that you were helping us out a little bit.
No, it's all good.
It's all good now.
It's part of the job.
So you were, you know, you came on board to help Live Free 2 years ago, but joined in the official capacity in back in June of last year when you finished teaching your 20th year.
Yeah.
So the broad question is, how has it been?
How has it been? It's been a ride, man, for sure. I think it's fun to take moments to stop and reflect on, you know, the different things that we've experienced together. And I know yesterday we had a good talk on the phone that I think was good, because we were talking about something we've been talking about for a long time, about, you know, framing different things and the way that we talk about our mission and what we do. And it's one of those conversations that will continually come up, right? And I think each time you look at it, you want to say, are we being what I would call sycophantic at this point? Are we pushing the rock up the hill in the Greek underworld right now and just waiting for it to come back down? Or is it a moment where it truly shows how far we've come? And I felt the latter. You know, I felt like, you know, it's amazing to think about how much we've done together, and how a part of Live Free I feel, you know, now. And I think
that warms my heart, bud.
I mean,
that means a lot to me, by the way.
I hope it does, because it's tough. You know, you come into something that someone has created, and knowing that you can add something to it, to be as far as we are, just in our relationship and my relationship with Live Free within a year is pretty amazing, to be honest, you know? So that's how I feel. I feel that's how the year has been.
Cool. I want to break it down a little bit.
Yeah.
But just to kind of give a little bit of background, for a long time, I knew you were the right guy. I just never thought that you would be on the market, apparently. That's the best way to put it. But when I got that call, I was really excited. It was very challenging. I think we talked about that in the past. But now that you're here, I was like, all right, we're going to go off to the races. And it was not that. The first few months was very interesting for me, as, you know, Courtney and I and Katrina too, we did it all. And now we have somebody coming in that wanted to do everything too. And you've done a great job at that, but it was really hard to let you in. And I don't know how else to say that. But also knew that it was super important to Live Free, right? We had gotten Live Free to a point that we couldn't really go much further.
Right.
But knowing that bringing you in was ready to go to take off. And, the first few months for it, from my perspective only, was challenging, because not only are we teaching you the ropes at Live Free and what we've done, which has been a lot, what we were currently doing, which was a lot, but also learning how to work with each other.
Correct.
Talk a little bit about that.
Well, I mean, for me, I feel like I came in ready to knock down a wall. I started framing the next room and started wanting to get going, you know? I mean, even like renovation analogy aside, it was almost like I put it on the market and was like, I found a new house down the street. Let's go. I think that is, in hindsight's the wrong word, but in reflecting, you know, when you come in, you want to own something right away and start operating, you know, in an ownership standpoint. I think I'm not saying it was harder than I thought it was going to be, but, you know, it took a little more, I guess, grace and relationship building, you know. Like I knew coming in that I knew who Dan Vieira was, because you and I had been friends before that. And, you know, we had been through a lot together and had a lot of amazing conversations. And coming in, I knew I wanted to be a part of what you were doing, you know. So, and then I think what I've learned is that coming in, you had a perspective for what you wanted me to come and do. So I think that's an interesting, as you put it back in the day, it's an interesting dance because like I was still listening to old school hip hop and you were trying to get me to see new age stuff or vice versa, sure. You know, like, and it took some work to get through, you know? And, again, you got to let somebody go through that, and you got to let each other kind of feel the nature of that relationship. And butting heads is the wrong word, but there were definitely times where we were just like, I don't really know what I'm doing now because, you know, I'm good at doing this. I want to do this, and I can see that this will make it work. And I needed to see that it wasn't my role to do that, you know? Yeah. And
equally for me, it was also important for me to understand that, my way wasn't the best way.
Right.
And letting go of like, hey, there's, you know, maybe he's onto something. We're trusting in him and we're he's joining the team for a purpose. Like let's let him cook, you know, right. He's a chef, let him cook.
I mean, it's interesting because, one of the resounding questions in the title track was, what do you want? You know, like, what do you want? When we'd hit walls and you'd just be like, well, what do you want? It's a hard question kind of still to answer. I overcomplicate things. And, I think that's one of those things. I think bottom line, like I want progress and innovation.
Do you feel that we've had that?
Oh yeah. Oh
yeah, me too.
I like 100%. And again, progress isn't always pretty. It's like that, that spiral art thing that you do. You got to learn when to stop dropping colors in, or otherwise you ruin it. I think that there were times where I was just sitting there with like 35 colors and I kept making brown. And I needed to like slow down, you know? So, but again, I think the thing that's been amazing about our relationship is just like, you let your toddler do it, you let me do it. And then I took a step back, you let me reflect and we move forward. You know, there's the benefit of working here and working with you and being your friend and being, your colleague and your partner in all of this is there's no, I told you so's in what we do, you know? And I think that that's a really strong, element of a relationship, you know,
it's really hard.
Yeah, I know.
It's hard to be honest.
Right.
That's the honest part of it. But there hasn't been a lot of situations, and equally though, there haven't been a lot of situations where it's like, hey, I told you so, because we're both kind of, we're smart enough to know that we don't have the answers and we throw stuff at the wall.
Right.
Whatever sticks, we're like, yep, let's keep doing
that. Let's do that.
And what doesn't work, we're quick to abandon. So I think we work well with
it. It's fun. We're not throwing mashed potatoes in the cafeteria anymore. Now we've moved on. We've done puzzles out onto the table. And we're trying to put things together now. And I think that's been what has been the best part of all of this for me.
So let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. What brings the most excitement to you working to support Live Free's mission?
That's a loaded question. Like the first half of the answer, my head started spinning to like, what brings me excitement about working here is really catching the vibe in an event, you know, like where all of a sudden I've plugged in 6 hours of, you know, editing or 6 hours of pumping out information and haven't even thought about a minute of it, you know? And I think that's an exciting element of this. But then when it comes to like executing Live Free's mission, which I do think it's a two-part question. It's the quiet after an event, you know, just sitting there taking a breath and saying like, man, we really crushed this event. Our people really enjoyed what they did. And when you bring an event to someone, you bring an experience to someone where they're helping accomplish our mission and they see it and get the joy out of it that we're trying to promote, that's when the reward is amazing. That's when it's a feeling bigger than what you thought it could be. You know, it's the universe expanding around you, you know? And I think that that's the most rewarding element, you know?
That's great. So staying on the topic of excitement, we have a lot cooking.
Mm-hmm.
What brings you excitement for the future of what we're doing?
So, you know, I think what we are doing right now is great because there are a lot of problems in the world. There are a lot of things that the world needs help addressing. And when you start to look at the problems of the world as a large equation, and you begin to present certain variables that help balance that equation out, and you can bring that kind of influence to people. I think it's a really powerful thing. And what I mean by that is, you know, childhood cancer was an element of my life that happened. There's, you know, even adult cancer was an element of my life. And all the separate traumas that I've felt in my life are all things that are part of the same equation. And then there's things that I see in the world that I want to improve as a parent, as a community member. And I think what's amazing about what we're doing with Live Free's direction into youth sports is that we're helping address another issue in this world. And we're inspiring kids not just to do good. We're inspiring them to try to become better people. And to me, what's the most rewarding is the thing that kept me in the classroom for 20 years was knowing that the message that I'm delivering is something that someone's going to take away and they'll feel it a year from now, 5 years from now, 6 years from now, maybe 10 years when they're experiencing something. And they might think back to, man, remember that Live Free event that we went to? And when Dan said that, or when Jim said that, or when Katrina said that, or, you know, like that's what it's all about, you know? And I think that we're doing that, you know, we are truly impacting more than just the childhood cancer community with the new things that we're trying to bring to people.
That's great.
What about you? What about you? What are you excited about as we forge into the next thing for Live Free, maybe?
Yeah.
And yourself, if you want.
So there's just a lot of exciting things happening now. But I just know that for a long time, I use the analogy that we're in the blocks and now we're off to the races now.
Right.
And we've built a very small but very capable and motivated team. That's very exciting for me. And seeing some of these sporting events that we're doing, that's very exciting. We're building a new board of directors. That's very exciting right. for me. It's scary. There's for me personally in the last year since you've been here officially, there's been a lot of like letting go. And in a conversation that I had, it was like dropping, like the kids are, you know, we're off maternity and paternity leave now. We're finding daycare for our kids. And that's how I feel about Live Free.
Yeah.
That's like the best analogy, right? Obviously different, but that's how I feel. And it's like, I know they're in good hands now. And now I can go and like turn their toddler bed into, you know, or turn their crib into a toddler bed, right? Like that's the feeling that I have. It's like this new age, this new period of growth because there's such amazing people on the team. And to me, that has been the most exciting, albeit very hard to let go. It's just been, it's been equally like great.
Yeah. And I in recent months, the thing that I've come to appreciate most about adding to our team and bringing more people on to help execute the things that we've started to build, kicking lights here, the things that we've started to build is that I feel like I'll relate this back to a poem that I was talking about recently with somebody that we connected with. It's called "Song of the Open Road" by Walt Whitman, and there's this stanza of it that describes the earth expanding left hand and right hand before you, and this feeling of being on the open road like that, where you've stopped focusing on the guardrails that hold the car within the road, and you start to see beyond the guardrails. Kind of like that moment in the backyard where you realize, holy crap, the birds are chirping. How long have they been chirping for, yeah. You know? And I've enjoyed letting the world expand left hand and right hand for me because, and again, this is something that is a resounding course in our title track. The people that we meet along the way are so affirming and so amazing. And this isn't just like kids that are inspiring. This is like people that have seen some things in life and are actively trying to continue to work through things. And when you start to see somebody who like potentially hasn't been through childhood cancer, but has been through their own trauma, and you connect with them and you can find mutual growth together, and then we can come together and try to make something happen for us. I mean, it's a
light warriors.
It's a
warriors
powerful thing, man. It's been fun to be a part of that.
You know, my advisor George, he he gave this beautiful, because I didn't really understand that concept. Like, you hear it, you know, but he gave this beautiful, like, actual demonstration. I'm a visual learner, where he took one lighter and he was like, this is you. And then he took another lighter. He was like, this is another person of the light. And then he put the two flames together and that flame became huge,
right,
compared to the individual. And it's, yeah, it's great.
All right, man. It's like that concept that we talked about all the way back in the beginning of all of this. Like, sometimes 1 + 1 = 1, yeah. You know, just mega one.
Yeah, mega one. so good. So one thing that you really want to take away from, or you want to share with the audience about maybe a challenge of, you know, obviously we talked about you walking away from your job and coming to do something of purpose. One challenge that you've faced that you've overcome that has led to tremendous growth in the past year.
For me. I mean, my God, it's got to be, there's no coincidences, because it literally was an epiphany I had as I pulled in today. I'm coaching, you know, cross country camp right now, and I'm enjoying hanging out with all these kids. And, you know, like, these are kids I haven't seen in a year, because they a lot of them repeat from cross country camp. So kids come in and I recognize one of them and I ask them about, like, oh, how was this or that? How's your dog doing? How was this grade? You know, like, those things that our authentic relationships. And we were talking about this yesterday or 2 days ago, where, like, the thing that you need to do to build relationships in your life is to listen for that one thing that somebody really is passionate about and be ready to bring that up when you interact with them again. And, like, it was like a slap right in the nose for me, where I was like, that's what I loved about teaching. I loved interacting with kids. And when they came into my room, I made them feel like I knew what they were doing and I remembered something about them. And instantly I was like, and I'm doing that now.
Yeah.
And I haven't lost it. It's still part of what I'm doing. The thing that I loved most about what I did in my professional life is something that's still part of my professional life.
Love that.
That's it, man.
Very good. So we're upon 17. I appreciate you. And I mean this sincerely. I say it to you privately, but I'm going to say it publicly. You're an amazing human being. The work that you do here at Live Free has been transformative. We see it every day. And I can't wait to see what the next couple of years hold for us. But thank you. And I want to real quick give a shout out to Mark, because Mark is our faithful listener.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we appreciate Mark.
Love it.
So, anyways, 17, brother.
And that's it, man. All right.
See ya.
See ya.